we had so much fun last night. I'm going to tell you about that in a sec. Let me just go over the things that I promised you guys. So the ass grabbing story in my case is one you already know.
A lot of you already know.
Okay, but for those of you who don't know, I promise this, so I'll do a quick version of the story. This is back in 2000. Elian Gonzalez is in Miami. I'm working for a local news station. I believe that he should be sent home to his dad. The Cubans in the area do not agree. I thought there were counter protesters around Elian's home. There were not. I was the only one. I came in with signs saying send Elian home. As soon as the Cuban American community saw that, they were aggrieved. And decided to address their aggrievement immediately.
This is my favorite story.
Yeah, I was attacked within half a second, and I was genuinely shocked because it was violence. It was like immediate violence. I didn't think violence happened in America.
I'm not excusing the violence at all, but
oh, now the shoe's on the other foot.
No. Okay. I'm just because I know you and like this. Like, I just feel like it was so dopey of you to like do what you did.
A little dopey, maybe, could be.
Like dopey jank, like I'm gonna let everyone know what I think. Like showing up with your sign.
Well, I believe it is my right in America
to do so. It is, and it's unacceptable that you were met with violence.
Okay, oh, I see. This is, oh, I get it. Now that your family's Cuban, all of a sudden the Cuban violence is okay.
Actually, to the contrary, like I know what it's like to engage in a political disagreement with Cubans, and it's not fun. So I feel you.
Okay. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm okay with it. So I was. Kidding aside, you know, I just said a second ago, I didn't know there was violence in America. Of course, I know there's violence in America, but I didn't think there would be political violence. I would have thought that there'd be police and besides which, maybe I guess I was definitely naive in a couple of different ways. And I didn't think that people would attack me. And so they did, and they ripped up the sign and they ripped my shirt and they were punching me and
Jesus
kicking me.
Jesus Christ, I forget that it got that serious.
Oh, no, I was definitely afraid for my life.
How did you, oh my God, how did you get out of that? Like, what saved you?
Cops.
Really?
And then I still say this stuff about cops on there. Okay.
Jesus.
So here, if you don't remember this part of the story, so they attack me immediately and literally 100 guys around me and I get picked up off my feet, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have no idea how scary it is when people are attacking you at once and you've lost your footing.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the shirt is ripped. I got a scratch across my neck. People are trying to punch me and kick me from the back. And then the funny part of the story where there's an old man, I could tell because in the midst of that panic and insanity, I turned around to see who was doing it. There was an old man kept pinching my ass. I don't know if he thought like, this will show this freaking gringo, okay? Or if he thought, well, this is a good opportunity, and this guy's pretty hot, right? But he kept pinching my ass in the midst of the madness.
Okay, I'm not laughing that he was pinching your ass. The funny part is,
although
like,
it does appear that way.
No. I know it appears that way, which is why I need to clarify why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because of your gesture and your facial expressions as you mimic what he did, because it's hilarious.
But he was pinching it like this. It wasn't a grab, okay? Uh-huh. It wasn't a caress. It was a pinch like this. He came around like,
Did he make that face?
I don't know.
Or did he look like he was enjoying it?
That is too subtle for me to have told and being able to tell in the middle of the panic.
All right.
So I don't remember if that lasted. I feel like Costanza now. I don't know if that lasted a minute or an hour. It wasn't an hour. I don't know if it lasted a minute or 5 minutes, but it was fucking frightening.
Yeah,
okay?
I'd be terrified. Like,
and
wow.
It couldn't have been 5 minutes. And cops did a wonderful job. They swarmed through the crowd, two of them, okay? Mm-hmm. And they somehow snaked through the crowd, I guess because they're cops, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And people cleared their way a little bit.
Yeah.
And they got to me. They knew something was going on and that there was like a panic or whatever. And they got to me, mm-hmm, and then they grabbed me by the arms and they started leading me out. Meanwhile, bad hombre behind me is still going to work. Okay.
Okay. That is so unacceptable. Jesus.
I wish I had tape of this. Somebody has tape of it because, as I told you, Today Show ran it. I wish we could Zapruder film that thing,
yeah.
You know, where he comes in from the back and to the left and back and to the left. Okay. Anyway,
wow.
So look, that's, I tell this story today because I too had my ass grabbed. But everybody's different. I had a totally different reaction to it, like, you know, and it matters who you are. I mean, you would not have had that reaction.
No.
Oh my God,
no.
Could you imagine how fucking afraid you would have been?
I would have PTSD, and not just with the old man situation, but getting
but the whole thing,
like
of course,
yeah,
the whole
it's
thing,
terrifying.
Yeah.
Wow, like what amazes me is that they cared so much about something that impacted their life 0% that they would like meet someone with violence just for disagreeing with them.
Mm-hmm.
How pathetic is that? That's pretty fucking pathetic.
No, that's why I was taken aback by it. I'd never seen anything like that before. I'd been involved in a million debates and gone college, whatever. That never happened.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's scary.
Anyway, and some of you might remember the conclusion of the story where the cops finally get me to their patrol car. And what's amazing is, by the way, the cops are there and people are still attacking me.
That's crazy.
Okay. Uh-huh. And they get me there and they had a mini debate. Should we put him in the car? Should we not? Because if we put him in the car, it looks like he got arrested and he didn't do anything wrong. And I settled the debate by going, let's go in the car. Let's go. Let's go. Okay, I'm done with this. All right. We'll worry about the optics later.
But I like that they were being considerate.
They were. They were super considerate. They were wonderful cops.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So I had a really bad experience with the cops in Hoboken, which I've told you about before.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful experience there in Miami with the cops.
Yeah.
So that's that story. You know, now that more than I think about it, the more it's really interesting who is affected and how they're affected, right? So remember the story about the Uber driver, the African-American woman who had the guy beat off in the car?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of women would have been fucking aghast and criminal and this and that.
Yes.
And she was like, he was a good looking kid. That's all right. I didn't mind it. And I got a $95 tip. Okay.
Yeah.
She has thick skin. I have thick skin, but don't assume that somebody else has got thick skin. That's a disaster. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why he kept pinching. He's like, this skin is awfully thick. Okay. So the F word, quick shout, cutesy story. You know this one too. Pro tells me about a year ago, Baba, I know there are two F words.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, what are they? And I was braced for impact. He's like, one is fart. And I was like, oh man, you got me.
He knows the other F word. Like,
No, other F word was, he's like the one from that song, Uptown Funk You Up. I'm like, funk, oh, you're two for two, but don't tell anyone.
That's super cute.
Yeah, all right. And now, since those were somewhat stories that some of you have already heard, others haven't, I'll give you a new one from last night. We went and took pictures for shoptyt.com, but they were like Christmas kind of pictures. But in LA, A, it's not Christmas, B, it's 100 degrees. See, we were wearing sweatshirts for the merchandising, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we were around a fire, so we're roasting marshmallows, sweating our ass off. Mm-hmm. The Middle Eastern sweat kicked in at some point. Mm-hmm. Luckily, not made of blood. Anyway, we had such a good time. It was me, Ja'Cory, Arthur, Zoe, Norma, Tamara, and the photographer and the person who was helping her. Just laughing our ass off. Turns out Zoe, you guys don't know Zoe, but she's new here. She's off camera. Is from Central Connecticut.
Mm.
And we just started making fun of her for being from Connecticut, which John is too. But it's specifically Central Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
Not like the guys from Southern Connecticut who are no good.
Okay. Did she specify Central?
Yes. And so we decided that she was straight out of Senko. Hey, John's right there. Grab a mic. What part of Connecticut are you from, John?
Is it Central Connecticut?
They should see me, can they?
No, they can't.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay, no one knows which part of fucking
Connecticut. I can't hear him now.
So what, like, is that central, southern, northern, western?
Okay, so Bridgeport is along the coast, and it's like a third of the way from New York to Boston along the main highway that goes along the coast. It's, if you drive from New York to Boston and you pass through an area that's just a bunch of busted up warehouses, that's Bridgeport.
So eastern and kind of central.
Yes, and very southern. But also, Bridgeport is famous for a couple of things, but one of the things it's famous for, at least at one point, it might not be anymore, but it's the site of the greatest income inequality in America between Fairfield and Bridgeport. Like, Fairfield's an incredibly rich town, and it borders Bridgeport, which is an incredibly poor town.
And you're from Bridgeport?
Yes.
Oh, straight out of
Bridgeport. I wasn't from one of the worst areas of Bridgeport, necessarily. There are areas that are tougher, but yeah, from Bridgeport.
All right, I'm going to call that Eastern Connecticut. Okay, I've come to a conclusion. That's the only thing I cared about.
No, it's more west, actually. It's more south, west. Southwestern Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Southwest Co.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. By the way, so then I was doing like Senko, right? Yeah. And then we got the Senko on chain jokes. And then Jacory was like, don't ever in LA go Senko. That's actually a gang sign for the Crips. Okay, I was like, oh, right, oh, shit, I didn't, okay.
It sounds like you guys had a lot of fun last night.
And then we got on to Jacory's dad, I'm sorry, Arthur's dad, who apparently worked for the fire department. So because we had the fire there, we're like, we could have used Arthur's dad. He's like, no, he only drew maps for the fire department. Okay, he was a very specific cartographer for the fire department.
Arthur's dad was?
Arthur's dad was.
What?
And then he said, and he didn't like computers. So when computers came around, he had a miserable last couple of years at the department. Because they started drawing the maps on the computers. So, see, I told you, we had a good time. And then.
That's so good.
Yeah, and every time there was something wrong with the fire, there was always something wrong with the fire. We'd be like, if only Arthur's dad was here. No, nope. He'd draw the fire, though. He could really draw the fire. Okay, but not on a computer.
Man, we work together every day, but there's so much to learn about one another.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't do Senko justice because it was funny. We had a great time around Senko. But yeah, and then I asked him if his dad is pissed at Carlos, who's also part of his family, who does graphics for us and draws on computers. He's like, I don't want that Godoy character anywhere near me. fun little family. Mm-hmm. Okay, and we found out that Zoe, even though she's what, like 23 or 24, is overly confident on every topic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
So
she'll fit right in.
I know, right? TYT through and through.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. Those are your fun stories. We will see you tomorrow on a wonderful Power Panel.